The Good Friday afternoon sermon being concluded, the congregation now resumes listening to part two of Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Before returning directly to the evangelist's telling of the Passion story, Bach opens with a beautiful aria for male alto and the small choir too, which was tucked into the smaller of the two organ lofts in the Thomaskirche. The soloist laments, on our behalf, that Jesus has been taken away, captive. Where is he? He is gone. The interplay or dialogue between the soloist and the small choral ensemble is interesting to follow. Initially, choir two asks questions of the alto, but it finally simply says that we shall seek him with you. And the word seeking offers multiple meanings of both physical and spiritual seeking. The aria's abrupt ending is unusual. I suspect that Bach purposely made it musically unsatisfying, so that we will want to hear more, but instead he uses this to propel us forward back into the drama of the Passion story. The evangelist, quoting directly from Martin Luther's translation of the Gospel of St. Matthew, tells of the chief priests, elders, council, and even false witnesses trying to find reasons to put Jesus to death. Und funden keines, and they found none. The chorale verse then worries about the possibility that we, too, might sometime find ourselves being falsely judged, facing lies and verbal traps. The words of the chorale help us as we pray that we always be guarded from such dangers.
Oh, this morning. sammelt Anker. Titus aber folgert ihm nach von Ferne, bis in den Palast des hohen Priesters, und ging hinein und setzte sich bei die Knechter, auf das er sähe, wo es hinaus wollte. Der ganze Rat sucht ein falsches Zeugnis wider Jesu, auf das sie